Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And usually, we like to start right off when we have a guest by introducing our guests and everything, but I wanted to mention real quick, we're working with the acoustics a little bit.
Yes, we're in the kitchen.
We are doing it on the kitchen table.
What? That, I...
Well, you know, I mean, that's a little
thank
awkward.
God there's no video.
Yeah, exactly. So if it sounds a little weird at all, we'll listen back, and you know what? If it sounds weird, we'll never do it again.
What we mean by kitchen table is we're in a super cool studio.
Right.
In a kitchen.
High-tech, super high-tech studio that I have promptly set up in my kitchen.
Yeah, whatever, guys. You got video on my end.
Hey, you can see part of the kitchen, and you gotta say, it's really nice.
It is hot.
It's pretty. Jesus. And we're off to a great start.
Is Scotty muted, or...?
No, he's not muted at all.
Very
no.
Well.
He's good.
Without further interruption,
all right.
I mean adieu.
Adieu. That's French.
We would like to welcome our very special guest who is always entertaining. Well, I mean, 60% of the time he's funny every time. Mr. Scotty Schreier from DadsWhoChangeDiapers.com. Scotty, welcome to the PB Dadcast. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you guys are recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me put a shirt on real quick.
Oh, not video recording. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Leave your pants off.
Oh, always appropriate, always entertaining. That's what you get with Scotty.
Right.
Well,
he's just
popping bottles. I didn't know. Is this a family show? I need to know.
You know, well, so sometimes we toe the line.
Yeah.
We toe the line a little bit, so...
Typically.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's got dad in the title, so...
Right. And bottles.
Baby bottles.
Baby bottles. Which is our picture, actually, so...
Scotty puts away the beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, first off, I gotta bring up DadsWhoChangeDiapers.com. Because that's pretty much your home base, right?
Yes.
Wait, you live in the internet?
Yes, he lives in the internet.
I live in my garage.
That's pretty much the same thing these days.
It is.
I like to think of the internet as world's garage. That's where you keep all the random stuff, you know?
We don't have a garage.
No, we don't have a garage, which I'm a little upset about.
Yeah.
Because we love garages. But in any case...
Way less creepier than attics.
Right. Oh, way less creepier than attics. Because attics usually have bats. I don't really like bats.
Bats are awesomely scary.
Bats are awesome when it's, you know, when it's Batman.
Hey, yeah, you do know rabies isn't a superpower, right?
Oh, goodness.
Don't tell my 10-year-old self that.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't bitten by a bat in a cave.
You were.
I don't have a secret cave.
Yeah, you do. Let's just be honest here.
I do. This is all my very, very cheap cover of living in a townhouse with my family, but really,
right.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, so anyway... I have a website.
Yeah. It just so happens that Scotty has a website where he posts all of his blogs. And speaking of being in a kitchen... You also have a menu section. I was looking earlier.
Time for Dad's Test Kitchen.
Yeah, how did that start up? Was it just kind of out of... you just noticed that you were cooking a lot more often and decided to share?
I do all the cooking.
You do all the cooking?
From the day my wife and I got together, I taught her how to cook. Basically, I found out that I was having to change my menu... because of the kids, whether it be because of time constraints or what they would or wouldn't eat. And I found that I got really efficient at destroying a rotisserie chicken.
Right.
You know, whether it be, you know, just putting it in other stuff for recipes or just, you know, the fact that I could probably debone one in about 3 minutes.
And that's impressive.
Barehanded. Yeah. So you gotta get caveman on it, but, you know.
Right.
And so we were sitting there talking about, and my wife was like, well, why don't you put that on the website? And I was like, okay. So I put it up there, and it's, sadly enough, it's Dads Who Change Diapers. My call sign is Diaper Dads. I talk about being a father, involved parenthood, and changing diapers. And the number one search that finds my website is Quick and Easy Cheesy Pasta Babe.
You should.
Okay, welcome. That is the single most searched, the biggest search phrase to find my website.
You should start changing all the names of the recipes to include something about diapers, you know?
I tell you, seriously, yeah. I mean, either that or I think I'm going to put Quick and Cheesy in all of my blog posts.
Right.
Whatever, I don't care what it is, it's Quick and Cheesy. So
I feel a cooking show coming on in your future.
Definitely.
You know, in the kitchen. In the kitchen with Dad, or, you know.
Yeah, definitely a YouTube series coming on, I feel it. Let's patent that real quick. Let's put that little R symbol right next to that real quick.
Registered trademark.
Right.
That's what that is.
Oh, goodness.
But aside from that, let's talk about why you started your site.
Yeah.
Which would be the awesome
map. I'm going to go ahead and call out Ruby Tuesdays right now.
All right.
Lay it the smack of down the...
Yeah, this is where it starts. It's specifically Ruby Tuesdays. My first son, my oldest, was born back in 2009, and it was right around that whole swine flu scare that was going on. So we kept him in the house for several months. And finally, I think he was about 3 or 4 months old, and my wife and I were a little stir crazy. I'm like, we've got to go out. We got to do something. So we went out for dinner, and we're at Ruby Tuesdays. And we're right in the middle of dinner, and you just hear this, you know, sound like someone was choking a duck. I look over, and my kid's got like one eyebrow up, and I'm like, oh, that is nasty.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm being the show horse. I goes, you know what, babe? I got this. So I grab the diaper bag, I grab the kid, I walk into the men's room, and I'm looking around, and there's all this, I mean, luxurious wall.
Yeah.
Empty. Brick wall, and it's nothing. So I go open up the handicap stall, nothing. And I come back out, and I'm like, oh, sorry, baby, it's yours. And so I went ahead and called the manager over, and I asked her, I said, why is there not a changing station in the bedroom? And she goes, oh, no one's ever asked for one. I said, well, I'm asking for one.
Yeah.
And we went back, I don't know, it was about a month later, and no changing station, still in the bedroom. So I called the manager over, and I said, yeah, you know, we talked about this. And she kind of was, first gave me the runaround, but I sat there and I said, you know, I'm going to start a website that's going to list all the places that aren't dad friendly. I'm going to list all the places that don't have a diaper changing station, and you guys are going to be on the top of the list, because this is what I'm joking around. I've had, I don't know, probably 3 beers at the time, which, as a new parent, you'll say that was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Between the sleep deprivation and 3 beers, I was feeling my oats that night. And so I'm sitting there, and I got up to work. I was still had a full-time job at the time, and I got up to work, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, what if I started a website that actually listed places that had changing stations? And so I got to looking around, and I did some minor coding and got a hold of the Google Maps API and started plugging that in and playing with it. And I came up with a rudimentary form of a way to tag a location that had a changing station. And I was like, huh, okay. And it built from there. It got to the point where within about 2 weeks after that epiphany, I was like, okay, let's do this. And so, you know, I bought the domain and I went out there and I just started adding locations quietly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm like, well, no one's just going to come to the website. You have to have a blog attached to it. And so that's where the Diaper Dad's blog came from. But the goal has always been to try to get people to guys in particular, just to say, hey, you know, maybe I don't have to change every diaper, but at least make it an option.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So they can. You know, it's kind of more for the guys who were already doing it but had a hard time. Because I will say, I've been flying solo with my kids before. You know, I had two little boys, and at one point, both of them were in diapers. You know, the last place I need to be is someplace where I'm like, great. Now I have to pack both kids up, go out to the car, change the diaper in the back of the car, come back in. You know, it's just, it's BS. You shouldn't have to do that. So then, you know, I thought, okay, am I going to make this a movement and come out and say, you know, oh, dad's equal rights, you know, which sounds kind of corny. But the idea, I think, really is to kind of get just, you know, a little bit more, notoriety, it's self-pretentious, but, you know, just a little bit more attention to the fact that, you know, there are guys out there that are solid dads that are already doing this stuff. You know, maybe companies should step up and help them out.
Yeah.
You know? That's all.
And how many, I mean, you mentioned, you know, obviously a few before we started recording. Mm-hmm. How many companies have you actually reached out to, you know, either find their locations that have changing stations, or to say, you know, when are you going to, why don't you have, you know, changing stations in the men's room?
Yeah.
There were a few that were really easy. You know, Bye Bye Baby, Babies R Us, mm-hmm. Toys R Us, they all have some form of a family restroom or even a nursing room. Any place that's accessible to a dad, that was the low-hanging fruit. So I was able to get that pretty easy. IKEA. Oddly enough, IKEA is like, they're the Cadillac. They have free diapers. I mean, seriously, you go and use their changing station, they're like, hey, have a free diaper. We don't want you to leave this store for any reason whatsoever. You know, be damned. Yeah, have a free diaper.
That's awesome.
So it was easy adding all of their locations. Of course, you know, IKEA's in every city, right? But I added a few of them. The ones that I found were a little bit more disappointing were some of the grocery store chains, you know, Walmart, Target. They don't, you know, I kind of got blown off on most of them. Just, you know, try to contact them and say, I'm willing to give you some free publicity. You're automatically going to be listed, and I got nothing back. But what I did find out, if you're like one of our local grocery store chains, is they don't track that information. So they had no way of letting me know whether this was even a possibility. So, you know, sometimes I think that's a little funny. You know, you're kind of behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a post, you know, short. I didn't even talk tonight. Right around the time you put out, you know, your call to action for the year,
mm-hmm.
I had already been talking about it with my wife about writing a post about how frustrating it is when we go out. I mean, we have two little girls. My oldest is turning 3 on next Monday, and our other one is going to be 6 months. Well, my oldest just finally is potty trained, so we're, you know, out of the diapers. But we, you know, we go out to dinner. We have both of them.
Uh-huh.
Almost every single restaurant we went to, you know, she's taking 2 trips to the bathroom, you know, to get them both changed. While I'm sitting there, like, I feel horrible because there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Well, let me have another beer.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there's, you know, I tried to tell the lady to kind of bring it back around full circle to get back to Ruby Tuesdays, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Whenever I had talked with her later on, you know, I'm trying to tell her, like, I'm not the only dad doing this. And then, of course, they gave me the ultimate blow off when she finally says, look, I can't do it without corporate giving me the okay, and corporate doesn't support this. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. If you're willing to get rid of my business for $150,
yeah,
you know, we're done. I won't go back to a Ruby Tuesdays. But it is. It's kind of frustrating because it's like, I know I'm not the only one doing this. I can't be the only dad who goes out and says, hey, babe, let me do my part of the parenting, and I can't. You know, because I'm with you. There were days I would just sit there like, wow. Here, honey. Have the diaper bag. Here's the screaming baby.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, wow, I really do. Like, I'm drinking my beer looking like an ass. Through no fault of my own, mind you. It's like, I felt guilty. It's like, I wanted to call out to the people across the way going, I would have done that. I told them we're going to change that diaper, but they won't let me.
Yeah.
Now, would you, you know, at places obviously where you don't know that whether they have them or not, would you kind of do a, I like to call it a scouting mission, where, you know, you're sitting there before the, you know, you ever need to do a changing, let me go to the bathroom just to check in, check out, because obviously they're going to be in the women's room. So I'm always like, all right, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom when we get there, and I'll check, so that way it's not a...
Exactly.
Let me get everything running there with the baby and be,
oops.
Gotta turn around. Or,
yeah.
Hey, sink, let me just use you. Sorry, I'm trying to wash your hands.
Yeah. Well, there was, we were at the Florida Aquarium, and they do have a changing station. Just not on the restrooms to the outside where they have a little, they call it the, it's like a little splash. My son calls it Splash Beach. So they call it Explorer Shore. It's like a little splash zone area. And he, in his swim diaper out there, and he drops a deuce the size of a Buick A. And I'm like, so we go to the restrooms that are attached to the outside, and I'm sitting there. He's standing in the sink because, I mean, there's crap everywhere. It's all over him, all over me. We both took a bath in the sink that day because they didn't have a changing station out there. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to carry him dripping wet, you know, and God knows what else,
yeah,
to the rest of the aquarium to get to the changing stations. And I'm like, you guys hit on one level, but you failed on the other.
it's still just the entire thing, it doesn't make any sense because, you know, you think about, you know, companies and... Do they not have dads who work for them? Like, is no one a dad in any portion of the company where they would think, if I were at one of our restaurants or one of our stores and I had the kid by myself, what would I do? Well, maybe put a changing station in the men's room or make a family bathroom. It's completely baffling.
Yeah. And especially with, actually, kind of on a personal story, the Home Goods chain, I think it's a chain on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, it's a store that is supposed to cater to families. It's a place where you can go and get things, well, interestingly enough, for your home, you know. And we were out there... it was a couple of months ago we were out there, and Emma just completely blew up. Like, she was starting to, you know, seep through the onesie and into the car seat and whatnot. And so I'm thinking, we're both thinking, it's like, okay, Home Goods. There's got to be at least one. But no, not even in the women's bathroom. Not a single one. Not a single changing station. And we even went down the street. We put her back in the car and went down the street to Wawa, which is a big chain up here, and the same thing, not even in the women's bathroom. It's like, I don't understand, you know. I just don't understand, you know.
I don't get that, but then I've yet to be into a Home Depot or a Lowe's that doesn't have one.
Yeah.
you said you got blown off by Target. Do the Targets down there not have a family restroom?
Yeah, like the one with us does. Okay. Some of the older ones don't.
Okay, yeah, the ones here do.
What I was trying to do was to contact the corporate office and get a list of all the locations so I could put them all in there.
Okay.
So I wasn't making 750 phone calls.
Right.
Hey, do you have a changing station? Because oddly enough, when you call people and ask, do you have a changing station in the men's room? 99% of the time they go, what?
I don't know.
Yeah, hang on. And then they'll ask someone, hey, could you run in and look? And so you're on hold for 5 minutes, and then they come in and they're like, yeah. Or no, we don't, and so it's a very time-consuming task.
Yeah.
To sit and work down an entire list of, of locations.
So where you need to get a call center filled with minions to do your changing station bidding.
And for, I think it was the bid I got was like $1,200, and they would make, I don't know, like 1,000 calls.
That yeah.
And I don't have $1,200.
Oh man,
it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you did a post recently on how dads are viewed in like TV commercials and ads and stuff like that, and it was for me. Yeah.
There are no dads in the commercials. It's just, you know, we'll throw that out. It's not a negative portrayal. We're just not there.
We do not exist.
No.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a Russian thing.
No.
You know, I wonder if it's because it's in Russia.
D&D.
What's that?
Procter & Gamble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the thank you, Mom.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not even anti-mom. I'm very pro-mom. I love the mother.
Yeah.
Loved her really good a couple of times.
Oh, Jesus.
The point is, though, that every commercial that I've seen, there's one of them that has, there's a dad in the very beginning when the baby's starting to walk, and the dad's like, oh, look, my kid's walking. And then after that, he's gone. I was like, there you go. Time for a beer. As Procter & Gamble says, dads are shaming. That's what we do. We shave.
Yes, that's...
We want five blades and some peace and quiet in a freaking bathroom.
And a beer.
Is that so much to ask for? And that's really... And that's, you know, so during the Olympics, they're non-existent. The rest of the year, it's just, you know... It's like watching a bad infomercial, you know, with the... It's in black and white, and the person's like, oh, I couldn't even smell this bad of a chip. That's the dad. No, it's just...
So, you know, it's not even that it's just the dad. It's the dad or the husband.
Yeah.
It's just, we're just buffoons. But,
well, it's hard.
But you took a kind of a different angle on... On your take than, you know, a lot of the other, you know, dad bloggers where it's like, we need, you know, equal representation, that kind of thing. I mean, I wrote a post about, you know, saying that it needs to stop, but tell us about your angle, because it was entertaining and the people needs to know.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the fact that the media shows us as idiots. It just makes me look better in comparison. I mean, I want to see a guy chopping his fingers off doing something insanely stupid like taking out the trash. I want to see some dude, I don't know, suffocate in the shower because he forgets to turn his face out of the water. Because every idiotic thing that gets posted makes me look like a genius. As part of the dad blogger group on Facebook, there are 600 of the coolest, most involved dads. I find out I am pretty much the norm. But when it comes to TV and commercials, I'm a friggin' superhero. And I like to keep it that way. I want my wife to think I'm a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Not just normal.
What was...
And just so you folks listening out there know, you can find that article and all other Scotty articles at dadswhochangediapers.com. Don't forget to go check that out after you're done listening.
Keep talking. I'm finding...
I'm going to keep talking.
If that's okay. I'll be right
all right.
With you.
I'm just going to...
I'll be right with you.
All
right. I'm going to interrupt you, but I'll be right with you.
And do you...
You're looking for pictures of me on the internet.
Oh, Jesus. That's his other website. Hey. Daddy'sManBoobs.com.
There's nothing wrong with that. My nickname in college was Tiddles, and it has lived on since I was 18. And I'm 32, and... My friends from college still refer to it to me, or on Facebook, they're like looking for me, and they're like, wait, they start to type in Tiddles. They're like, oh, wait, no, his name's Nick. Wait, can you just change your name?
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be totally easy.
And I was a stick when I got the nickname, but that's a whole other story.
what I was looking for. Right. You can follow Scotty on Twitter at Diaper Dads, and on the Facebooks, you're the Diaper Dad on Facebook, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit that little like button.
Just Diaper Dad on
Diaper
Facebook.
Dad, yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent.
And after you're done hitting that little like button on Diaper Dad's Facebook page, you can also head over to our Facebook page, Poppin' Bottles.
Yes, you can.
Also known as facebook.com/poppinbottlesdadcast.
Yes, we will be there.
And you can also hit a little like button on there. Isn't that fascinating?
It's very fascinating.
Actually, what's even more fascinating than that is after you click that little like button, there's a drop down below that that says get notifications.
Whoa.
And if you check get notifications, you'll actually get everything that that page says and not just a 15th of it. So just screw Facebook.
Let's go on a Facebook rant.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, because I'm not going to say I'm a big page. I'm like 850 people.
We have 100.
Yeah, we have like a... Not that we're not thankful for those 100.
No, but I mean, it's basically... Because I also have an author page that has like 140. And the last post I did on my author page was seen by 6 people.
Yeah.
On my Diaper Dad's page, you know, 850 people. I used to get, on average, about 200 people per post, give or take.
Yeah.
Now I'm averaging 60.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You know what I've noticed? I mean, obviously they just block when we just try to post links if it's not in the comments, which is so ass backwards and stupid. Like, no one just wants to see, you know, this is what our post is about, or this is what our episode is about, without a nice big visual to look at, and then just can click on that. Oh, no, you have to click on the comments to go to find my link.
Well, see, and that's where they changed it.
They said they were, but I have not noticed
any change
as far as who's seen
those
things.
What I've noticed is they're basically punishing pages for being pages.
Right.
What they originally said was that they were going to crack down on text-based posts by pages, because what they were doing is we were doing Twitter-style posts with a link in the comments.
Yeah,
and that
exactly.
Was and they were like, oh, crap, we have to crack down on that. And now they've cracked down on everything. And they've said that they're focusing on content by your friends, not by the pages you follow.
What?
And what they're trying to do is to get the pages to pay to promote a post.
Well, yeah, which is ridiculous.
And that's entirely, yeah, and it's it would be different if they worked out and said, okay, here's the 100 people that like you. We're going to give them all of their content, but if you want to reach other people, why don't you pay for a monthly thing, $30 a month, and we'll promote you across the board.
Right.
I can get behind that. But when they say, hey, here's 100 people that say they like you and want your content, well, we're only going to give that content to 10 people, but if you want the full 100 and a few more, you can pay us $30.
Yeah.
For that one post.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah. But...
I mean, it's yeah, I'm furious about it. I've been talking about going over to Google Plus.
Like, I mean, I...
Yeah, definitely.
I don't make any money doing any of this, so why do I want to spend money to advertise something where it's not going to bring me any...
Exactly.
Any income. It's it's a bad investment. I mean, yeah, I'm investing in myself, but you know, I forget who one of the other dad bloggers did an experiment. I don't remember who it was, where, you know, they saw how many views one of their old posts got, they let it sit for like a week, and then did a boost post for that to see what it came to. It was reached the exact same number of people. It shouldn't, like, the percentage was exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's baffling.
Yeah.
It's bad business. I get now most of my views, like, through Facebook for my personal page.
Yeah.
You know, like, I link in there, and I'm sure, you know, my friends are tired of seeing stuff about my kids.
Right.
And my blog and the podcast.
Right.
They're tired of seeing it. So, That's why I have a page, so people who want to see it will see it.
Yeah.
And that's why I finally, on my cover image for my Facebook page, I just put the thing up that says, there's a drop down, you liked it, now click get notifications, because otherwise they're not going to hear you. They're not going to get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's, because I got to notice that I've got like four people. I can post something and they'll either come in and comment or like. I'm like, wow, I'm getting a lot of interaction from four people. I've talked to those four people. All four of them have got notifications set.
Yeah.
So that when I post something, it dings on their phone or it dings on Facebook and says, oh, hey, by the way, here's some information.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, it, I don't know. I'm
the most views I get are on, like, I'll post a photo and, you know, friends will like it. And then it just, like, expands. Like, I have, like, 160 people like my blog page. And I posted a picture of my daughter the other day. And all of a sudden, I had, like, it said it was seen by, like, 380 people.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's odd. So, obviously, you know, people are, like, you know, they like it. And then it's seen in their, you know, feed on the side or whatever. But
yeah,
it... Why can't my post get that kind and not just a picture?
Yeah.
It's I look at it as the meme from the overattached girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I actually did one at one point where it was it was overattached Facebook. It was like, oh, you're going to click a link outside of Facebook? Oh, I'm afraid I can't allow that to happen. Because it really is. It's like anything that kicks them, a user, outside of Facebook... Then they go, whoa, we're not getting our advertising in front of your eyes. But the problem is, it's archaic thinking, because that's from back in the days when you had a browser that had one freaking window.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear to God, they should come and look at my Firefox at any given point in time. Now, granted, most of this is my ADD talking, but I have, at any given point in time, between 30 and 50 tabs open.
Oh, jeez.
At a time. Yeah. And so I click on a link, and it'll pop up over here, and I may finish what I'm reading, but I'll just click that link, so now it's highlighted, and I'll read it later.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still looking at Facebook. It hasn't taken me away. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to spend advertising money over here. You know, I don't know.
So you've been blogging for a while now. Mm-hmm. Would you say that that's, like, the most aggravating thing that you've come across throughout all your blogging, or is there anything in particular that you can think of?
The most aggravating thing about blogging is it's probably about the same as the most aggravating thing I've come across trying to promote myself as an author, is that when, and it kind of goes across all creative types, you know, I have a blog, you have a blog, you've got a blog, and we're all posting stuff out there, and basically what we're doing is we're competing for eyeballs. We're competing for attention. And instead of saying, okay, we're not really competing, because it's not like my blog is going head-to-head with yours. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to get your reader to come over to mine.
Right.
We're all in the same boat, but we're all paddling in different directions.
Yeah.
And there's no unifying force that gets us to all say, hey, you know what? You know, let's just be friends. So you get these stupid-ass blogger wars going on. There's just some bloggers that are like, oh, you know, they'll talk to you on a personal level, but will never promote your work, you know. And I just say, you know what? Screw it. I go out. I promote people I like. I've got no problem saying, hey, go like this Facebook page, because... or in this blog even, because like, if I'm not writing something that's entertaining enough to keep you reading, I didn't deserve you anyway. You know, I mean, it's like from an author's side, if I can't write a book that's interesting enough to keep you reading it, then you were never my fan to begin with. But if I could point you in the direction of someone who, like, say if I point someone in the direction of an author who writes a good book, and they go, hey, well, this guy's recommendations are worth something, then it raises me up.
Right, yeah.
Because, they, you know, and this is kind of this, I think that's the frustrating part, is it's almost like this, it's, I won't say there's too much competition, because, you know, I mean, we do have a pretty awesome group that we talk with, and, you know, guys are more than willing to help out. But you kind of look at the blogosphere at large, you know, I don't know. It's like, how the hell do you get your word out without sounding like that crazy guy in the corner with a sign? Repent or no! It's, you know, how many Twitter feeds do you guys sit there? How many people do you sit there look at and suck at Twitter going, hey, I got a book. Buy my book. It's an awesome book. Buy my book. You know, read my blog. It's an awesome blog. And that's the only thing they talk about.
Instead of interact, you have to interact to,
exactly.
Yeah, you have to interact, you know, get a rapport with other people so that you can cross promote. And what's funny is that's what I wrote a post about this back in around October when Ben and I first started doing this and learned, like, we learned about Life of Dad, which we didn't know about. And then all of a sudden it's like we connect with them. And then all of a sudden we're in the, there's a dad podcasters group on Facebook. And then all of a sudden we're in the dad, you know, the dad bloggers group. And I was like, what the, like, I've been sitting here blogging. Like I just finished up my third year blogging and I had no idea how many other, you know, dad bloggers were out there just because I'm in my own little bubble, just kind of doing my thing. Barely did Twitter. Like, I think I had like 10 Twitter followers and like, I don't know, like 15 or 20 Facebook likes.
Yeah.
And I have no idea. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I don't want to, you know, say it fancy, but yeah, it's like now I'm like, oh, I have 200 people follow me on Twitter, you know, but it's like, that's nothing, you know, it's a drop in the bucket, but to go from not knowing anything to all of a sudden being part of a group, which brings you into another group. And then people like your stuff. I've had more traffic over the last 4 months than I've had in 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, what I have found is the bloggers that have been willing to make a connection have been, it's not like it's a, oh, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, you know, but there is, you kind of, you don't feel like you're out there in your own little bubble doing your own thing.
Right.
As, you know, oh, it's me against the internet, you know, because you'll die. You against the internet never wins. I mean, Google Rule 34 if you don't believe me. oh, hey, one guy got it. Yay. So anyway, you know, like some of the biggest, I'd say, gains I've made as a blogger were when one other blogger said, hey, by the way, this has come up. You want to be part of it. You know, I got hooked into the Life of Dad guys just on a Cheeto contest that I lost. Damn it. Yeah, I'm going to plug it into the blogger. Yeah, thanks, Dad on the Run, for ruining my dreams there.
Oh,
you know, but that has led to other opportunities, you know, working with Milk and, you know, just other future marketing opportunities through there. I've done some pretty good work with Disney in the past because another blogger in the Tampa area just said, hey, you know, they're looking for other dads up here. Do you want to come up here? And I'm like, yeah. He didn't have to call me. By the way, it's Carter Gaddis over at Dad Scribe. He's awesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Carter. Yeah.
You know, he's been, he kind of helped restore my faith in a lot of the blogosphere because it was, you know, a lot of stuff that you're looking at where he's like, come on, dude. Here, we're helping each other out, you know?
Yeah.
And it really is. It's someone had said one day on Twitter, you know, you're sitting up there, you got your high numbers, and someone, like a new dad blog, follows you, and you look over and you're like, oh, I got 20 followers. Well, those 20 followers had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Every person who has 10,000 followers or 50,000, at one point was at 20.
Yeah.
And they needed more people. And so I almost make it my exception. If I find a fledgling blog, I'm like, here, come here. I try to introduce them to the groups. If they're a stay-at-home dad, here's the stay-at-home dad group on Facebook. If they're a dad blogger, here's the dad blogger group on Facebook. Or, you know, here's the Life of Dad, Dad's Roundtable, National Fatherhood Initiative. I mean, there's so many different groups. It's like, here, let me throw the information out there. If you like it, it's useful, great. If you don't want to use it, well, then die in a fire, I don't care. I'm giving you the information, you know, just because those are all connections that I didn't have in the beginning. I was kind of like you. It was like I'm blogging for 3 years in this little cave by myself going, I got 50 visits this week. Woo-hoo! I'm at a party.
That's exactly what it's like. And it's, I love where it's at now. I love the connections, you know, that we've made. And we're just meeting the other, you know, the other Philly dad bloggers up here, you know, Chris Bernholt, Jeff Bogle. Yeah. We haven't met Jeff yet. I think we're really the only four up here.
I think so, yeah.
And we're in the process. I mean, it was...
Do you know Jim Cattell?
Who?
What was it?
Jimmy Cattell. He runs Founding of Father. He's in Philly.
That sounds familiar.
Is on Twitter, he's like Jimmy Jets or something. Jets.
We're writing it down.
Yeah, catch me after the show. I'll
hook you up with
them. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we're in the process of trying to pitch an Ask the Dad segment to the local morning news show up here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Life of Dad guys did it in San Diego on Fox. So they sent us the reel that they used and are, you know, letting us use that to kind of pitch. So I finally have a contact.
Yeah.
So starting to pitch things.
that's to me what I look at is what it's all about. It's the handoff. You know, I mean, if I can help somebody out, and I don't care if their blog gets bigger than mine or they explode, you're helping someone out. Because basically what it boils down to is every person who has a blog, they didn't just sit down at their computer one day and go, I'm going to write some words and hope people read it. Because if they did, you've never read their blog. Those are the ones that have like 50,000 posts, and they've got like one comment on all 50,000.
Yeah.
But most people, they have a dream. So they have a vision. They have an idea. And no one sits down to say, I want to be read by my mom and three closest friends. Everybody wants to reach a larger audience. And if you can help someone reach a larger audience, then... You know, who cares if they get bigger than you, because who knows, further down the line, someone may lift you up further. I mean, that's just, you know, to me, I look at it as it's like internet karma.
Yeah, that makes complete and perfect sense.
Couldn't have put it any better myself.
Looks like we've got about 2 minutes
until
we get cut off
right
from recording.
So don't forget... Check out dadswhochangediapers.com, and if you know of a local restaurant or shopping center or anything like that that has either a family bathroom or a changing table in the dad's
men's room,
yes. Add it to the map, definitely.
Yeah, there's a little tab that says add a location.
Yeah.
Click that, load it up, I get an email that says there's a new location, I verify it, and then it goes live.
That is outstanding. Well,
yeah, man.
Scotty, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely, man. Thanks a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Yeah, maybe next time I'll do shots or something.
Maybe next time you'll wear pants, you know.
Well,
it'll be a whole thing.
Nah.
That's not, I can tell you, it's not going to happen.
All right, everybody, have a fantastic week, and we will catch you next week.
Later.